This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am Spencer, your host. Your host, the one who is reading you all of the words in the dictionary ever so slowly. This is an episode. That one was an episode. The next one's an episode. This one is also an episode. The first word in this episode is gain. G-A-I-N. All the way at the bottom of the page, it's the first form. This is a noun from the 14th century. Number one, resources or advantage acquired or increased. The synonym is profit, as in made substantial gains last year. We made so many profits. We want to tell you all about our profits, the things that we gained. We didn't have them before. Now we got them. We got resources. We got advantage. That's it. I have not made any gains in this podcast. Still waiting for my gains. Number two. The act or process of gaining. Maybe you're gaining some muscles. I think that's a word that people use for muscles. Go get your gains. Go get work on those muscles. Hey, use those weights to get some gains in the gym. Number 3A, the increase in amount, magnitude, or degree, as in a gain inefficiency. That dude was trying to make the government a whole lot more efficient. He was trying to find some gains in efficiency, and I don't really agree with what he was doing. Increase in amount, magnitude, or degree. Just increase in anything. It's gains. 3B. The increase, as of voltage or signal intensity, caused by an amplifier, especially the ratio of output over input. Now, I don't understand that last part. Somebody has to explain that to me. But in audio, we're using the term gain a lot. Just boost it up, raise it up, make it louder, add more voltage or signal intensity. And it's by an amplifier, something that is amplifying the sound. Let's just kick it up a notch. Let's take it to 11. Let's gain it up. 3C, the signal gathering ability of an antenna. So the antenna has this ability called a gain to gather all of the signals that it can read. And it's like, give me those signals. I want to eat those signals. It gives me nutrition. Thank you for your signals. So the ability in the antenna is called the gain. All right, etymology, what does this say? Anglo-French, gain, gagner, which means to till or earn or gain. of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German Weidanon, which means to hunt for food. When you hunt the food, you have gained that food. Old English Wath, which means pursuit or hunt. So it seems like it came from this idea of going out to hunt and to get the stuff. Those are your gains. That's food and fur and bones and things that you didn't have before. So then it just evolved into packing on the muscle pounds. All right, I shall make a sound effect. I shall go clippity-clop. Now we have the second form of gain, which is a verb from the 14th century. It is looking like, we are starting with transitive. Number 1A, to acquire or get possession of, usually by industry, merit, or craft, as in gain an advantage. Also, he stood to gain a fortune. So this is the verb, the action of gaining. How are you doing it? By industry, merit, or craft? What is your craft? You are making Sharpie art? Shart? you will, when you make the art, you will then gain fans. Gain, maybe you're selling them. Gain money. Gain more skills in more shart. Now we have 1B. This is to win in competition or conflict. Ooh, conflict, as in the troops gained enemy territory in a war, in a conflict. They beat the other side in that battle, and they said, hey guys, I think we can take this now, because you lost. We have gained it. Number 1C. It's 1C1, in fact. It is to arrive at. The synonyms are reach and attain. As in, gained the river that night. This is not a way that I typically hear this word used. What about you? Do you agree with me? Gained the river that night, which I believe means that there was a bunch of people walking to the river, and they were just walking all day, maybe 100 miles, and then they finally got to the river, and they were like, ah, crap, it's too big to cross. We got to go back, guys. This is too much. We gained the river, but now we got to gain home. 1C2. The synonyms are traverse and cover, as in gained 10 yards on the play. That might be about American football. They gained 10 yards. Hey, that means that they get to do another set of downs. That's very good for them. They gained it. They traversed. They covered. I don't know. I guess I see it as, I get what they're saying. They covered 10 yards on that play. They went that distance, but they also added that amount of yards to where they were trying to go. That, I don't know. I guess I see a different way, but maybe theirs makes more sense because they're smarter than me. 1D, to get by a natural development or process, as in gain strength. I would really love to gain some strength in my lower back area because I am still not 100% and I probably won't be for a while. Got to be careful, but I need to gain more strength. You know, with all these lower back problems, I'm just going to gain all the strength in my upper body, and that's useful, isn't it? Sure. To get by natural development or process. 1E, to establish a specific relationship with, as in gain a friend. Would you like to be my friend? I would like to gain a friend. Come over here, and now I will plug you into an amplifier and make you very loud. To establish a specific relationship with, gain a friend. I have gained a number of friends over the years, recent years. As an adult, it's kind of hard to do, but we go out in the world and we connect with people, and it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to see, like, who else is out there? What are all these humans like? I want to connect with these humans. 2A, to make an increase of. And what are we talking about? A specified amount. To make an increase of a specified amount. The example is gained 3% in the past month. So the specific amount is the 3%. We're talking about the percentages. And they gained 3 of those. 3 of those little percentage points. 2B. To increase in what? In a particular quality. A quality, not a quantity. As in, gain momentum. Oh, I'm running. Oh, wait, we're going downhill now. Oh, I'm gaining some momentum. Oh my God, we're going downhill real fast. It's a real steep incline. Oh my God, I'm gaining so much momentum, I can't stop. I'm going to fall down now. That did happen to me, actually. I fell while running downhill a little bit.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I gained so much momentum. They were like, I have never seen so much momentum. Number 3, to win to one's side, the synonym is persuade, as in gain adherence to a cause. We would really like you to come over to our side. We are the side that has brownies, but also we are the side that is much more respectful of the human beings. So we would like to gain some more people because there's too many people on that side who don't think that humans are humans. And we need to change some minds. How do we change minds? How do we gain adherence to the idea that humans are humans and deserve all the respect and rights? Number 4, to cause to be obtained or given. The synonym is attract, as in gain attention. I would really like to gain some attention, attract attention over here. Come check out my podcast. Tell your friends. Let's gain some attention. To cause to be obtained or given. Yep. Oh, I have such a mixed relationship with attention. I'm sure I'm not alone. Number 5 is talking about a timepiece, like a clock or a watch, or maybe an hourglass. This is to run fast by the amount of, as in the clock gains a minute a day. Well, your clock is broken. You definitely got to get your clock fixed because it should not be gaining time. It gains a minute a day, so does that. So it's running fast, right? So at 12 o'clock, it's right on the nose, but then by the time 12 o'clock comes around again, the second time, 24 hours later, the clock says 12:01. What happened? It added just a little, a fraction, tiny. Your gears are off. You gotta fix your gears. You don't want to be gaining time. You're gonna be so confused. Now we have intransitive. Number 1, to get advantage, as in, no, the synonym is profit. I think these are gonna be similar to the transitives. The example is hoped to gain by the deal. I really, really hope to profit from this deal. Otherwise, it's a bad deal. I should not have made that deal. I did not gain anything. Number 2A, the synonym is increase, as in the day was gaining in warmth. Typically, that is what happens. It's maybe kind of cold in the morning because it's been dark, and then the sun starts to creep up. And it warms everything, all that intensity from the sun. It comes down to the earth, and over time, it's like it gets warmer and warmer and warmer, and then maybe 12, 1, 2 o'clock, it probably hits its peak, and then it starts to get cold again. Then we gain cold. 2B, to increase in weight. Pardon me, I'm just going to eat a bunch of popcorn. I'm going to gain weight. That's probably one of the most common uses of this word, gain weight. A lot of people don't want to gain weight. They want to lose weight. They've gained enough weight. And it's very hard to lose what you have gained sometimes. To see, to improve in health or ability. To improve in health or ability. I would very much like my health and my abilities to get better and better. But I think I'm losing health and ability. Gaining weight, losing health and ability. Number three is talking about a timepiece. To run fast. Yep, you just got to get it fixed. That's all. Why? Why leave it gaining minutes or seconds? Number four, to get closer to something pursued. You're pursuing something and you get closer to it. This is usually used with the words on or upon. Gain on that thing. Gain upon it. What am I gaining on? What am I pursuing? I'm pursuing sleep. Oh, I'm just ever so closer than I was 2 seconds ago to gaining sleep. But I gotta get through a lot of hours of the day. It's still pretty early. Sleep, I'm coming for you. I'm gaining on you. Gainer is a noun. Oh, we have a phrase, gain ground. This means to make progress. We're always gaining ground. Just keep on chugging along, keep on pursuing. Don't be backtracking. Gaining ground. That's used sometimes literally and sometimes not. All right. Oh, that was a lot of definitions. Hoo-wee. We are probably at least halfway through this. Now I shall go clippity-cloppity. Now we have the word gainful. Adjective from 1553. Productive of gain. The synonym is profitable. So you are productive of gain. You are gaining and it is productive. The example is gainful employment. I feel like I have to think about this one for a second. Okay, so profitable. That one makes more sense to me. I've heard of the phrase gainful employment. That means you got a job that is profiting you, that you are getting profits. It's better for your bank account than maybe the previous job you had. So it's gainful employment. What would be the opposite of that? So it's productive of gain. I think it's the definition that's hurting my brain a little bit. We know that this gain, one of the definitions was profit, basically. Resources or advantage acquired or increased. So it's productive of that. It's working. And you're working because you have gainful employment. Gainfully is an adverb and gainfulness is a noun. Clip-a-clop. Gain-giving. One word. Noun from 1602. This is archaic and the synonym is misgiving. Misgiving. I guess I don't know exactly what that means, but I feel like it's like maybe I shouldn't have done that, or I have some misgivings in this situation. I don't feel maybe terribly comfortable, a little bit weird. I have a misgiving. And the winner of Miss America is misgiving, but gain giving. So this etymology is from, well, it says the gain prefix, which we did not have in here. That means against. I guess that's incredibly old. So old they took it out of the dictionary. And then also the word giving. So against giving. I don't want to give. I'm against that. I'm anti-giving. So I'm gain giving. Yeah, this is so old. I don't know. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop, 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 clop. Next is gainsay. One word, verb from, where's the year? The 14th century. There's all these other forms. Gainsaid, gainsaid, gainsaying, gainsays, gainsays. All those other forms of say, you just add them on to the word gain. Number one, to declare to be untrue or invalid. I declare that that is untrue. That statement is untrue. It's false. I'm gainsaying. That's a gainsay? Number two, the synonyms are contradict and oppose. That seems similar, maybe, to gain-giving, maybe? Contradicting, opposing, that's not real, that's false, that's invalid, that's untrue. Gainsay. Well, we'll finish this up. You can see more synonym information for the word deny, and gainsayer is a noun. So, the etymology says, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious based on what we learned in the previous word, which is that gain means against. And yeah, I don't remember anything about against in these gain definitions. But anyway, it means against, and then say, you're like saying a thing against another thing. So you're gainsaying, it's a verb, transitive verb. Clip, clap, clip, clap, clap. Next is gait, G-A-I-T. First form, noun from 1509. Number one, a manner of walking or moving on foot. It's not the fact that you are walking or moving on foot. It is the manner that you do it. What is your gait like? How do you do this? Are you one of the silly walkers where you kick your leg up real high and maybe kick it behind you and maybe do a little twist? That is your gait. Number two, a sequence of foot movements as a walk, trot, pace, or canter, by which a horse or a dog, or a dog moves forward. What is the sequence of the movements of the feet of a horse or a dog? Now, I feel like we can talk about this with other animals as well, but I guess more often it's about a horse or a dog. That dog's gait is so funny. They go step, 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 step. Okay, now we have number three, a manner or rate of movement or progress. A manner of progress, a manner of movement or progress, as in the leisurely gait of summer. How does summer progress? How is it moving? Is it, in this context, it's leisurely. We're going so slow. It's gradually getting warmer over the summer. That's a pretty nice summer. The leisurely gait of summer, when you don't have to be in school anymore. These kids today, I think they're only getting like 2 months of summer. Maybe 2.5 if they're lucky. This is ridiculous. I feel like we had a full 3 months, or very close to 3 months when I was a child. But we also didn't have as much break over the winter. So I guess it all evens out. But ooh, only a 2 month summer. That sounds bad. Let's see. Okay, so this is from gait, Middle English, gait or way. Gait, G-A-T-E, or way. So it's just like the way a thing happens, the way it's going, the manner, the gait of this podcast is slow. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. The second form of gait is a verb from circa 1900, starting with transitive. Number one, to train, to use a particular gait or set of gaits, and the thing, the living being that you might be training is a horse or a dog. So I think it's more common for people to be training horses or dogs opposed to a whole lot of other animals because they're just easier to train. But you are training, you are gating that animal to walk in a certain way or to use a certain amount of steps. What is that fancy dressage? That fancy thing where people are on horses and they have them do dances. And so they have gated those horses to walk in and trot in that way. Okay, number two, and for dogs, I think it's often for the competitions to get best in show. They're like, walk this way, dog. Walk this way! Number two, to lead a show dog, here we go, before a judge to display carriage and movement. So you're gating them, you're leading them, you're having them walk over to the judges so the judges can inspect all their parts, all those parts and the movement. Now we have intransitive, which is to walk with a particular gait. If you put on a particular gait, if you walk, I wish I could show you full body. If I walked in a certain way, there was a couple of people. There were people in high school, twins, in fact, who walked in a very specific and certain way. And not to be mean, but I would sometimes impersonate them in front of my friends because I just thought it was so fascinating how they walked. And I don't know, it was just this very weird way to hold the body. But you know what? Everybody's different. That's just how they were, mentally, physically, whatever. So they had a very unique gait, I would say. Okay, that was gait. Now we shall go clip-clop, 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 clip-clop. That's the gait of the horse. This word now is gaited. Adjective from 1588. Having a particular gait or so many gaits. So many gaits? How many gaits can you have? The examples are slow-gaited, so that would be a particular gait, just walking very slow. I currently, right now, because of my back, I am slow-gaited because I have to walk fairly slowly. Usually I am fast-gaited, quick-gaited, and I see people who are slow-gaited, and I'm like, why? Why are you walking so slow, especially when you're in my way? But then other times I'm like, they're just enjoying the world. Maybe I should slow down sometimes. And then my body says, yeah, I'm going to force you to. But we also have another example, a three-gaited horse. So that horse has so many gaits. How many gaits? Three. So is that like three different ways that it's been trained to move, to walk? Could it be a walk, a trot, a canter, something like that? Are those the three? Would those be the three gaits? I don't know. I have not ever gaited a horse. But I have an impersonated one. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. It sounds exactly like a horse. Now we have the word gaiter. Now this is not an alligator. G-A-I-T-E-R. Noun from 1775. Number one, a cloth or legger. Legger? I was getting so excited about the next word. A cloth or leather leg covering reaching from the instep to above the ankle or to mid-calf or knee. All right, well, I shall look up a picture of this. I mean, I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what this is because they gave a pretty good description. It's cloth or leather. It covers the leg. And it goes from the instep. Is that like way up high in your leg? And then it goes all the way down to the ankle or the middle of the calf-ish. And I look up gaiter and I see all of these big boots. This is like if you're maybe going to go into the water and maybe some fly fishing, although I think they have even bigger pants. Yeah, lots of different kinds of these gaiters. Why are we calling these gaiters? 2A is an overshoe with fabric upper. So you put this on over your shoes. It's got fabric. Why do you want to cover your shoes? I don't know, keep them clean or something? Put on some gaiters. 2B, an ankle-high shoe with elastic gores in the sides. Gores, G-O-R-E-S, an ankle-high shoe with elastic gores in the sides. I'm not sure. Oh, is that what this is? This one has these like buttony kind of things that go way up all the way to the knee. I don't know if that's what this is, though. Gores. Elastic gores. Now I feel like I need to just look up that phrase. That would be a cool band name. Spencer and the Elastic Gores. What are these? Oh, I see. Yes, okay. I did not know that those were called gores. Basically, it's like the shoe comes up the front and then up the back, but then in the middle, in between the front and the back, there's just this elastic fabric so it can stretch as you put in your foot. I'm learning so many things. Elastic gores. So those shoes with those things are called gaiters. And there is not much etymology. This is from the French. Goutre? Goutre. Oh boy, I need to look up this word. And I need to see. Let's see, what is it? It is G-U-E-T-R-E. And it would help if I spelled a G instead of an F. And no, not Corsican. I want French. And so it literally just means gator. So I don't know. I guess I thought that there would have been something a little bit more interesting. Is it related to how you walk because it's shoes? All of these were shoes of some kind. I also want to know how we are pronouncing this word. Let's listen.
Gaitre.
Gaitre. Gaitre. That's a gator. Those are shoes. So did these shoes come from France originally? Were the French people wearing these first? Now we have the first form of the word gal, G-A-L, noun from 1795. The synonyms are girl and woman. Like gal. I was thinking of guys and dolls, but the word gal isn't in there. Where gal? What's an example of the thing that using the word gal? Yeah, I can't think of anything. Gal, you say, hey gal, what's up? Gal? I don't know if people appreciate this word. Do you appreciate this word? Do you like this word? Is it a little old? A little, I don't know. What do you think? Gal. Guys and gals? Are those the equivalent terms for the people who identify as men and women? Clip clop. The second form of gal is a noun from 1914. It is a unit. Oh, did my light go out? Yeah, I was worried about that. It died. A gal is a unit of acceleration equivalent to 1 centimeter per second per second. And this is used especially for values of gravity. Okay, so unit of acceleration. So if you're going 1 centimeter per second, and then you gain more because you're accelerating, you're speeding up. Oh my God, we're gaining momentum. Now that light died. Come on, guys. I thought you were going to last a little longer. The unit is called a gal. And this is from, who do you think? It's a person whose name starts with gal. Galileo Galilei. Galileo's head was on the block. Used for values of gravity. It's pulling the apples down and speeding up. And so there's so many gals in relation to gravity, I guess. Clip, clop, clip, clop. The third form of gal is an abbreviation for number one, gallery. Number two, I thought it said galloon. It's gallon. It's like a balloon? A galloon. No, it's just gallon. All right, and next and the very last word, clip, clop. It's gal again with a capital G. This is an abbreviation for Galatians. Would that be what it is? Galatians? I think these are people or something. I'm looking up. I'm going ahead. It's not a people. It's a thing in the Bible. So that we're going to get to that in a couple of episodes. So, hey, let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had gainful, gain-giving, gainsay, gate, gated, gator, gal. Well, I don't know about these so much. I don't think that they are what they say they are. I don't know. These are kind of okay. Let's pick gated. Spencer is feeling slow gated. He's walking real slow because he's got a messed up back. Spencer is slow gated. Gated. All right, that's it for the words. And now I shall tell you about a movie. The next movie I watched was called Omniloop. Omniloop. This is one of those very fun loop movies, time loop movies. I enjoy them. enjoy just seeing what people do differently with them. And so this gets kind of sci-fi. I mean, it's already sci-fi. It gets kind of into the science-y stuff. But also, it's also just human emotions and relationships and stuff. And so, yeah, fun. Led by two women. Not very common for movies in general. Because there's, yeah, we're getting better. We're getting better. But yeah, it's just a fun watch. And yeah, I recommend if you want just sort of a fun time loop movie, Omniloop. I think it's streaming on the stuff. All right, that will be the end of this episode. Thank you for checking it out. Please let some other people know about it. And if you want to get episodes very early, join the Patreon for only $1 a month. Until next time, this is Spencer being slow-gated and dispensing information. Goodbye. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, audio only, or with video, keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really opened up the possibilities of who I could have on as a guest. I've recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere, from just a handful of miles away from me in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. The video and audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone. And getting the files couldn't be easier. I love that Zencastr records the audio and video to each person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered because of internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and processes the files so you can directly download them. The files are even accessible even if something goes wrong. And so, of course, this next part, I will read verbatim from Zencastr because, of course, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences like I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.